You are listening to the audio of Sunbathing Neighbourly Seduction, brought to you by sexierstories.com. Please visit our website for more erotica pleasure. Now let's get started. "Hey neighbour," he called out as I lay on my towel in the backyard. His voice was friendly, but there was something else behind it that made me feel a little tingly inside. "Mind if I join you?" I looked up and saw him standing there with a smile on his face. He was wearing shorts and a t-shirt, and he had a nice build. "Of course," I replied, shifting over to make room for him. We chatted casually as the sun beat down on us. His name was Tom, and he just moved in next door. He seemed like a nice guy, and we laughed at each other's jokes. But as we talked, I couldn't help but notice something growing in his shorts. "Hey, Tom," I said, trying to sound casual. "Is it hot out here or is it just me?" He chuckled. "Yeah, it's pretty warm." He glanced down at the bulge in his shorts and then back up at me. "Oh, you're talking about that," as he pointed slightly at his shorts. I felt my face flush with embarrassment but also excitement. This was clearly not just an innocent conversation anymore. Tom leaned back on his elbows and looked over at me. His eyes travelled down to my bikini-clad body, and I could see the desire in his gaze. "You know, it's a pretty long walk home," he said, gesturing towards the house next door. "Maybe you could give me a ride?" I laughed nervously. "Oh, really? And what exactly did you have in mind?" Tom grinned and then reached down to adjust himself. "Well, I clearly have a problem that needs to be taken care of here." He gestured towards his growing erection as he smiled and laughed. I felt a shiver run down my spine as I looked at him. He was so confident, so bold, and not even embarrassed one bit. There was something about all of it that turned me on. "Okay," I said, trying to sound casual even though my heart was pounding in my chest. "But only if you promise to be good." Tom's eyes sparkled with mischief. "Oh, don't worry," he assured me. "I always behave myself." He leaned over and placed his hand on my leg as we continued talking. The touch was gentle but firm, and it sent a jolt of electricity up my spine. I couldn't help but glance down at his shorts again, wondering what was underneath. As the conversation flowed between us, Tom's hand began to move up and down my thigh. It was subtle at first, just a light caress as he spoke. But then his fingers dipped lower, sliding beneath the fabric of my bikini bottoms. I gasped softly as I felt him touch me there, my pussy already growing wet with desire. Tom's hand continued to move higher until it was cupping my mound, his fingers gently stroking my clit through the thin material. "Do you like that?" he asked, his voice low and seductive. I nodded, unable to speak as waves of pleasure washed over me. Tom's hand moved lower, sliding inside my bikini bottoms until his fingers were probing at my entrance. He slid one finger inside me, then another, stretching me wide as he began to pump them in and out. I moaned loudly, arching my back off the towel as the intensity of the sensation overwhelmed me. Tom's free hand moved up to my breast, cupping it gently before pinching and twisting my nipple between his fingers. I cried out, my orgasm building rapidly inside me. "I'm going to come," I panted, my breath coming in ragged gasps as Tom continued to finger me relentlessly. He grinned wickedly at me. "Then do it," he demanded.
"Come for me right now."
His words pushed me over the edge, and I screamed as my orgasm crashed through me like a tidal wave. Waves of pleasure washed over me, leaving me breathless and panting on the towel. Tom leaned down to kiss me deeply, his tongue probing at my mouth as he continued to finger me roughly. I could feel another orgasm building inside me already, but this time it was different. This time, Tom wasn't just giving me pleasure, he was taking it too. His cock was hard and thick against my leg, pulsing with need as he pressed it against me. I reached down to wrap my hand around it, feeling the heat of his erection through the fabric of his shorts. Tom groaned softly into my mouth as I began to stroke him, running my fingers up and down the length of his cock. He felt so good in my hand, so hard and hot. I wanted more. "Fuck me," I breathed against his lips, arching my hips up towards him. "Please, Tom, I need you inside me." Tom didn't need to be asked twice. He pulled off his shorts and positioned himself between my legs, his cock sliding easily into my wet pussy as he thrust deep inside me. I cried out in pleasure, my body arching up to meet him as he began to pound into me relentlessly. Tom's cock filled me up completely, stretching me wide and hitting all the right spots as he fucked me hard and fast. I could feel another orgasm building inside me already, my muscles clenching tightly around Tom's cock as I moaned loudly with each thrust. He was pounding into me so hard that it hurt, but I didn't care. All I cared about was the pleasure he was giving me. Tom's hand moved up to my breast again, squeezing and kneading it roughly as he continued to fuck me relentlessly. I could see the lust in his eyes, the wildness that took over him when he was this close to coming. "I'm going to come," he panted against my lips, his cock throbbing inside me as he prepared to fill me up with his hot load. "Come with me, baby. I want to feel you come all over my cock." His words pushed me over the edge, and I screamed loudly as I felt my orgasm explode through me like a supernova. Waves of pleasure washed over me, leaving me breathless and panting on the towel beneath him. Tom groaned loudly, his cock throbbing deep inside me as he shot his load into my waiting pussy. His cum filled me up completely, spurting out around his cock as he continued to pump it in and out of me relentlessly. I cried out in pleasure, my body shaking violently beneath him as I came again and again. Tom's cock was still hard inside me, still sliding in and out of my wet pussy as we lay there on the towel together. Eventually, our orgasm subsided, leaving us both breathless and panting on the towel. Tom rolled off me onto his back, his chest heaving with effort as he tried to catch his breath. "That was amazing," I panted, reaching down to stroke his cock gently as it began to soften. "I can't believe we just did that." Tom grinned up at me, his eyes sparkling with mischief. "I sure am glad to have moved here. You are way hotter than my last neighbor." Thank you for listening to the audio of Sunbathing Neighborly Seduction. If you enjoyed it, please like and follow us for more. You can also visit our website, sexiestories.com, for more erotica pleasure.